We set our clocks ahead an hour this weekend, making 2 a.m. 3, and drawing us that much closer to sunrise Sunday morning, which makes this a good time to think about time. The slow progression of the sun across the sky, ceaseless. The deliberate spin of hands around the dial, inevitable. The never-ending cycle of celebrities who think they can sing, unfortunate.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
And you know, if Lorne Greene is belting one out, Jim Nader can't be far behind. He is the host of the Annoying Music Show and a regular guest here on Weekend Edition. Jim is in our Chicago bureau. How are you, Jim?
Linda, not too good.
Not too good?
I just saw a special double feature at the Biograph, The Passion and Old Yeller.
Oh, dear.
I'm feeling a bit down.
Think about Lorne Greene. I mean, Dooley Wilson, he's not.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
Yes, but there's a genius about Lorne Greene. While many wanted the more reflective, slower arrangement of this Academy Award-winning song, he thought maybe Cha-Cha-Cha would grip the population. And from our view, he's right.
Well, it has a kind of a ponderosa, riding at a full gallop sense to it, I guess.
No one argued with Paul Cartwright, the chairman of the board. Whatever he sang was fine with most of us.
Now, you have another standard that deals with time. It's Yesterday Once More, which I think I remember that as a Carpenter's tune. Let's
yes.
try the version you brought.
Yes.
Just might be for it's yesterday once more.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
You remember that we are setting the clocks ahead on Sunday, right? We fall back in the fall, but now that aside, who on earth is this?
This is Wing, the wildly popular, and I'm not kidding, Wing,
yes.
Who's from Hong Kong, which of course from us is multiple time zones. She moved to New Zealand, which by my calculations are 4 more time zones, so she has to set her clock probably 3 hours ahead, maybe 6-7 hours behind, which in our calculations makes it yesterday once more. And we thought on all those levels, Wing fit.
Mm-hmm.
She just did, this is true, and it's sold out because I tried to get it, she just did a version of The Phantom of the Opera, so I'm desperately seeking that if anyone has it.
Your next selection is an Eminem tune?
I've been getting a lot of emails about wanting a newer, fresher NPR, so I thought, you know, Eminem, the kids love him.
That tune is called Without Me. presumably the reason you included it is because you set it to a ragtime beat. I mean, it's the time in ragtime. That's what makes this work.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really the only way it makes it work. But here's a form of music that actually won an Academy Award decades ago. Alexander's Ragtime Band is an Academy Award winner with last year's Academy Award winner. And you combine them, and I think both forms of music don't hold up.
I was going to say, I think you defamed Alexander's Ragtime Band just then.
Well, let's let the listeners decide.
Okay.
Linda, may I digress for just a moment?
Please do.
You know, the last time you were fortunate enough to interview me, you asked if I could find one of your favorite songs. Now, this really doesn't have anything to do with time, but you're a big Carole King fan. And you wanted to know if I could find, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. But you wanted the cover version by the Dixie Chicks. And it took me a long time, but I found it.
Ha, 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 I can't tell you how grateful I am to you.
We've got that wrapped, ready to go on a Greyhound bus as soon as this interview is over. Probably get it by Thursday. If you think about it, although people make light of it, we are losing an hour of our lifespan. So, you know, even more than perhaps New Year's Eve, I look at losing this hour as a moment to pause and just realize, you know, we're getting older.
No question about it.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Time is marching on, and time is still marching on.
My favorite so far, I have to say. That is, They Might Be Giants, of course.
Yes.
Jim, the Scottish essayist Thomas Carlyle once said, "Silence is as deep as eternity. Speech is as shallow as time."
Is that a slam at me? When I told folks we were doing music on Changing the Clocks Ahead Hour, they said it could not be done, and I think both of us have proved them wrong, and I hope they write to you about it.
Jim, thank you.
You're welcome, Linda.
Jim Nader hosts the Annoying Music Show, broadcast by public radio stations across the country, and despite our best efforts, he returns to Weekend Edition time after time.
And now you're older still.
Don't forget to set your clock ahead, Linda.
Thank you.